Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Blizzard suspended a Hong Kong-based professional Hearthstone player, Blitzchung Ng, from Hearthstone Grandmasters, revoked his earnings, and banned him from tournaments for a year. In a post-game interview on a Taiwanese broadcast on October 6th, Chung wore a mask and goggles. Hong Kong recently banned the wearing of masks in protests. And then Chung said one of the slogans of Hong Kong protesters. Blizzard said Chung's statement violated tournament rules. Epic Games told The Verge, "Epic supports everyone's right to express their views on politics and human rights. We wouldn't ban or punish a Fortnite player or content creator for speaking on these topics." Fortnite is available in China through a partnership with Tencent. The state-run Chinese newspaper People's Daily accused Apple of endorsing and protecting rioters after Apple reversed a decision to block the HK Map Live app, which takes info from Telegram to show locations of police and tear gas usage on a map of Hong Kong. The opinion piece said approving the app made Apple an accomplice in protests in Hong Kong. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo's latest report predicts that in Q1 2020, Apple will release an iPhone SE 2 and an iPad Pro with a 3D sensor meant for augmented reality support. Kuo also believes Apple will release an augmented reality headset in cooperation with third-party brands and a MacBook with a scissor switch keyboard in Q2 of 2020. Twitter posted that it recently discovered some email addresses and phone numbers provided for security authentication may have been used to target advertising. Twitter said it was unintentional and fixed the issue causing it on September 17th. Essential has tweeted a series of pictures of a new Essential phone in early testing called Project Gem. The phone appears to have a long, tall aspect ratio, a fingerprint sensor on the back, a bulbous rear-facing camera, and a hole-punch selfie camera. Code snippets indicate it runs Android on a Snapdragon 730 processor. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry was awarded to three scientists for work on lithium-ion batteries. Stanley Whittingham developed the first functional lithium-ion battery. John Goodenough replaced the titanium disulfide in the cathode with cobalt oxide, doubling the voltage produced, making it more powerful. And Akira Yoshino housed the anode in petroleum coke, making it safe for general use. The three scientists will share the award, and at 97 years old, Goodenough becomes the oldest laureate to receive a Nobel Prize in any discipline. The United States Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has found that employees of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation inappropriately used data collected under Section 7(2) of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. The illegal queries did not distinguish between U.S. persons and foreign intelligence targets. The court ordered the FBI to revise its search procedures to require written documentation of why a search against a U.S. person's metadata would be likely to return foreign intelligence data. Uber Pet will become an option available in Austin, Denver, Nashville, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tampa Bay starting October 16th. Uber currently does let drivers decide if they're willing to take pets on board. Drivers that do not want a pet on board may cancel rides when they learn of the pet. Uber Pet will get rid of all of that confusion and cost $3 to $5 more unless the pet is a service animal. Researchers from Fortinet found an unauthenticated command injection vulnerability in four models of D-Link routers that could permit remote code execution. D-Link told Fortinet that the four vulnerable router models are end of life and will not receive updates to patch the vulnerability. Two of the models were discontinued just last year, and three of them are still available for sale on Amazon despite being discontinued. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.